Please. Oh, look, those photos have come back.
Oh, that was quick.
Look at all this bump in with it. Look at this. A guaranteed loan of 5,000 quid, no questions asked, madness. It's all getting out of hand, this stuff. Everybody wants to get in on the money business. I fully expect to go to the chemist to have a prescription made up and find a leaflet stuck to the bottle offering me money for nothing and a free phone number. Oh, look. Oh, the ones of the baby have come out really well.
Doesn't he look like Emily at that age?
I remember when she wore that Peter Rabbit baby grow. Seems incredible now.
I know. And in a few years, he'll be in her cast-off Spice Girl T-shirt.
Yeah, but as long as it's not Ginger Spice.
And then they'll be at school, and then university, and then we'll be grandparents, and...
Then we'll be dead.
I was going to say great-grandparents.
We won't live that long. We'll be long gone, worn out by money worries, the stress of modern living, and terminal guilt from using disposables instead of terries.
Never mind, darling. When my book's a bestseller, we'll have money coming out of our ears. So no more financial worries. We can afford more therapy than Woody Allen, and we'll live to be 200. In fact, we'll probably be cryogenically preserved and come back to find everyone living in an episode of Star Trek. And Piglet's great-grandchild is the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, well, I hope we're talking the next generation here, not the original ones. I don't like the thought of any descendant of mine wearing hot pants and false eyelashes.
Especially if it's a boy. Well, good, that's settled.
You're going to do it, then.
What, be preserved in ice? Probably not. I'd be worried about power cuts and accidental defrosting.
No, accept this book contract.
But not if you think it's a bad idea.
We've been through all this. It's not a case of whether I think it's a good idea or not. It's a case of whether you can cope with all that work and two children under four.
Other women do it.
Yes, and other women work down mines. I don't care about them. It's you I'm worried about. You've agreed to carry on the agony column. You don't have any help with the children, and this is a big project. Lots of research, lots of interviews. I don't want you up till 3 typing up your notes and then up again at 7 to get Emily ready for nursery.
So you don't think I should do it?
I know how much you want to do it, how you've been dying to do something like this all of your life.
If only this offer hadn't come now. If only it had come 5 years ago. Or better yet, in 5 years' time.
Or if only we decided to breed chihuahuas instead of children.
Don't say that.
Or if only they were older already. Why on earth did we leave it so late? Why didn't we get it over and done with 20 years ago, when we were young and energetic and had hair?
It might have something to do with the fact that we hadn't met each other 20 years ago.
Always some minor technical detail, isn't there? Science always lets you down in the end.
Oh, poor.
Now what?
I asked you to take that documentary on arts funding in Eastern Europe.
I did.
Then how come I've got 45 minutes worth of figure skating?
Oh, Wex, sorry, Rube. Must have forgot to check the channel.
Hmm.
Oh, come on, Ruby. It was only a documentary. A stultifyingly boring one, actually. I caught the beginning of it and I nearly suffered an instantaneous brain death. You see, I've done you a favour, really.
I wanted to see it.
It'll be on again.
That's not the point.
So what is the point, exactly?
The point, Paul, is that if it had been a music documentary, you wouldn't have cocked it up.
It was a mistake.
But isn't it amazing that you never seem to make these mistakes when it's something that you want to see? I've never known you mess the channels up when you're videoing sport or a feature film or Jeremy Bloody Clarkson.
The man that is a god.
It's only when it's something for me, isn't it?
You're not seriously saying I did it on purpose, are you?
No, I'm not. I don't think you're that clever. But at some subconscious level, you decide to screw it up.
What makes you think my unconscious would even dare to cross swords with yours?
That programme was for work.
Oh.
See? You've lost interest already, haven't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
What do you think it means?
Well, I've no idea. I think we're playing that game where you have to answer one question with another one. Only no one bothered to tell me or explain the rules.
Okay. I'll spell it out. You don't think my work is interesting or important.
Oh, come on.
Or rather, not as important as yours.
Look, you know that that's not true.
Do I?
But I'm sorry about the video. Honest I am. And I'll try and get my subconscious to behave itself.
Okay.
And I do think your work's important.
Do you?
Of course I do. It's not just a job, is it? Pom-pom dancing? Well, it's a vocation.
You had to spoil it, didn't you?
Oh, it's only a joke.
I'm going to have a bath and I'll be locking the door.
Well, there's no need for that. Top Gear's on in a minute. I mean, what the hell is she talking about?
If we knew what women were talking about, we'd know life, the universe and everything.
Yeah.
It used to be a real laugh, you know. Weekends, we'd cook a bit of spaghetti, drink cheap wine, splash paint about, see the odd film, have a lot of sex. But nowadays, I don't know. It's since she got that promotion.
Yeah, well, assistant manager at her age, it is quite an achievement.
She says I don't take it seriously, but that's because she takes it seriously enough for both of us.
Have you tried telling her how you feel?
No, but there's a good reason for that.
Which is?
She'd kill me.
But isn't there a danger she'll kill you anyway?
Eh?
Because if she thinks you're not being supportive, then she'll get resentful. And if there's one person I would not want resenting me, it'd be Ruby.
Take your point.
Come on, drink up. We're only supposed to be picking up another bottle of wine.
Sure I can't tempt you to another?
Hey, go on then.
Oh. I bet they've stopped off for a pint.
Thank God for that. Let's hope they make it three. So, all a bit tricky then?
Oh, I wish I could make a decision and just stick to it. I changed my mind hourly.
It's funny. I always assumed you would write a book one day. But this women and food, well, I would never have expected it.
I suppose it was doing the agony column and all those letters about eating disorders that started me off. But it's no good kidding myself. It is a massive amount of work. And I can't just say yes and cross my fingers that it'll all work out. In fact, I'm more and more inclined to just say no.
Oh, Maria!
I know, but I must be realistic. So much for having it all, eh?
Don't talk to me about having it all. I'd settle for having a quarter.
Tell me all.
It all started to go wrong when he moved from presentation to production.
Ah.
He's more or less 9 to 5 now. Well, when we were both working funny hours, we used to really make the most of our time together. Now, we just take each other for granted.
It can happen.
And you know what really gets to me? Okay, what we do is this. We take it in turns to cook, and whoever doesn't cook does the washing up.
It's very civilized.
Don't you believe it? What happens is this. When it's my turn to cook, I think about what we're going to have. Mm. I do the shopping in my lunch hour, I go home and start cooking straight away. When it's Paul's turn to cook, he comes home, has a beer, watches telly, buggers around for half an hour, then says, fancy a Chinese?
Shocking.
So I put my foot down. Said he had to start making proper food. Now, he stops on the way home from work at the corner shop, where everything costs 10 times what you pay in a supermarket, and he comes in, has a beer, watches the telly, buggers around for half an hour, and then burns the meal. We eat around 10 most nights.
Not a major improvement, then?
Hardly. And there's another thing. When I cook, I rinse as I go along. I stack plates up neatly. The kitchen is left as tidy as it can possibly be, ready for the washing up. When he cooks, he has to use every pot and pan that we possess. It looks like Apocalypse Now has just taken place.
This all sounds very familiar. But it does get better, I promise you.
Really? Do men get common sense in the end?
Well, no, I just meant you'd be earning enough for a dishwasher soon. Mind you, Richard still doesn't know how to stack ours properly. I have to redo it after he's left the kitchen. Don't want to hurt his feelings.
It's grim, isn't it?
The thing is, all this stuff only bugs you when something else is upsetting you. So what's the real issue here?
Well, I think what it really boils down to is...
Hi, we're back.
You did say red, didn't you?
Oh, we're having vegetable lasagna, so I don't see it matters. Get the other glasses out, will you, Richard?
Cracking trifle, Maria.
Thank you.
I remember this from when we lived here.
Yeah, so do I. How come we never have this anymore?
Don't be silly, Richard. We're having it now.
I've been thinking about your book, Maria. I wish there was something I could do to help.
Well, you and Paul could always move back in and help look after the baby.
Over my dead body. No offence, Paul, but I mean, you know.
None taken, Rich. I know how difficult it is to share a house with Ruby. What?
It's a shame Amy moved away.
Oh, I know. It was such a shock after all those years. I really miss her. And not just for the babysitting.
That would have been the ideal solution, wouldn't it? Amy looking after the baby, you writing the book.
Emily deleting the files.
How is Piggers? I'm sorry we didn't see it.
I know, it's a shame, but if she'd known you were coming tonight, she'd be still up now insisting you read Old Bear for the 18th time and saying, why can't she have a glass of wine?
Yeah. She's still upset with ducks and shaving foam.
Oh, good gracious, no. That was last month. These days it's between Dipsy and Sporty Spice. And someone sent us a postcard of Tower Bridge, which she takes everywhere with her.
Coming back to your work arrangements, this may be a dirty word, but have you thought about childcare?
I know it's a good idea, but eyes so little and helpless.
Aye, but nevertheless, isn't it time Richard started earning a living?
And realistically, by the time I dropped Emily off at nursery and Toby off at the childminders, there'd only be about 20 minutes clear before I had to turn round and start picking them up again. If I hit a jam or get caught at the level crossing, then the whole morning's gone with nothing to show for it except worry and guilt.
Ah, I wonder when the G-word was going to put in an appearance. Let's see, 8 minutes to 10, something of a personal best for you, Mariette.
Well, it's really hard, isn't it? Mm. Women are supposed to be getting it all together these days, but it just seems to me that their lives are getting more pressured.
It's important to keep a sense of proportion. After all, I'm in a very privileged position. Many women don't have any economic choices at all. They have to go back to work full-time. It's all too easy to get bogged down in your day-to-day and lose sight of all your blessings. I've got my health, my home, and a lovely family.
And Richard.
I count him as family.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you another blessing we haven't counted.
What?
We could live near your mother.
Oh, dear. That's true.
Well, there's trouble between those two.
I certainly got that impression.
The problem is, Ruby feels Paul doesn't take her career seriously.
Oh, don't you believe it? It's much bigger than that.
Is it?
He doesn't put burnt pans into soak.
Blimey. It's worse than I thought.
Yes. Only Relate can save them now. Oh, Richard, that doesn't go in the dishwasher.
What? Oh, right. Look, about this book contract...
His master's voice.
Are you going up?
No, could you bring him down?
Okay. All right, Toby, I'm coming.
Now, let's sort this dishwasher out. Oh, is that today's paper?
God knows. I just found it lying around. Only chance I get to read it these days in bed. By then, the politicians had another affair, the pound's fallen another 8 points, and the weather's done something even more unlikely.
Is that an article on cloning?
Yeah, did you want to read it?
Heavens, no, I wouldn't stay awake till the end of the headline.
Night.
Night. You know, everybody goes on about cloning as if it's some dreadful moral outrage. I think it's brilliant. It would be the answer to all my problems.
You'd clone yourself, I take it.
Several times. I'd have one to do the shopping, the housework and ironing. She could get to watch sitcoms, costume drama and home front. Another one could look after the children. She'd watch the serious plays, documentaries and current affairs programmes that I'm always too adult for. Stop her brain atrophying. Mm. And she could pre-see them for me so I'd be well informed. Then I'd have another one to do the gardening, painting and decorating, and go out and try clothes on when I need a new outfit, and maybe a couple of spares for when the rest of us get poorly. It's absolutely brilliant. I could rest assured knowing that the children are getting the best possible care and absolutely no compromises whatsoever. Of course, we'd have to get a bigger car.
Well, it certainly sounds a good plan. You get your book finished in record time.
Oh, bugger that. I get another clone to do the work. I just put my feet up, eat chocolate and watch old black and white movies all day. They can bring the children to me for a couple of hours quality time, and then when Toby needs changing and Emily starts heading for a paddy, they can whisk them away again while I have a bath and a drink before dinner.
Which one gets to sleep with me?
Well, me, of course. Well, you can take your pick. I don't mind.
My own personal harem. Sounds fun. Mm. There's only one problem.
What?
What if the children like their other mummies better than you?
You had to spoil it, didn't you?
And what if they all go on strike?
Shh, you'll wake the baby up.
Demand parity of conditions and fair distribution of the chocolate.
I'm not listening.
And shouldn't the painter and decorator be the one to watch Homefront? After all...
Stay to sleep. There, there. Shh. Oh, no. Oh, Toby, just when I got you to sleep...
Hello.
Oh, hello,
Not an awkward time, is it?
No, no, it's all right. Come on in.
Oh, I can't stop. I've left Gemma.
Well, do you want to go and get her? Oh, hush, Toby.
Well, the thing is, I was wondering, could you have her for half an hour?
What now?
Well, all three quarters. Our tops.
I'm sorry, Julie, but I'm going to have to go and collect Emily in about 20 minutes.
Oh, well, Gemma could go with you.
I don't have a spare car seat.
I'll get mine out. It won't take me 2 seconds. Oh, you don't mind, do you? I wouldn't ask. Only it's
all right. I know what it's like. I'll just settle Toby. Oh. See you in a sec. Right, in we go, darling. I know you don't like your car seat, but you were meant to be fast asleep and know nothing about it.
Oh. Here we are, then. Oh. See you in a while, OK?
Aren't you going to fix it in the car?
Oh, sorry, I can't stop. I'm in a tearing hurry. It's dead simple, honest it is.
Oh.
Thanks ever so much, Maria. I'm really grateful. Gemma, behave. Blimey, didn't it make a racket? What a pain. See you later, bye.
Goodbye. OK, Gemma, let's go and get this car seat in. An hour and a bloody half. And Toby bawled the whole time. Emily sulked and Gemma... Well, I hate to say it, but there's something very strange about that child.
And what was the emergency, exactly?
I never found out.
You probably went and had a manicure.
Oh, don't. I'm wound up enough as it is. Days like this, oh!
Well, I suppose there's one good thing come of it.
What?
She owes you one.
If you think for 1 minute I'd leave my children with her... No, I'm very much afraid this might be the beginning of a little problem.
A recurring little problem.
Yes. Mm. I get the feeling that Julie quite often has it. You know how it is. And now she knows that the woman next door is a complete sucker.
You'll have to put your foot down.
That's easier said than done. How do you say no without giving offence? We don't want to become enemies with the neighbours. And anyway, you never know, she might really be stuck. What if I said no and she's actually going off to have chemotherapy or something?
Oh, look, do you think that's really likely?
I'm balanced, no.
You're going to have to take a firm stand.
I'll try.
You must harden your heart.
Well, it's just... Her husband does seem to be away a lot. It can't be easy.
She was rude about Toby.
You're right.
Right.
I'd forgotten that. Bloody cheek. I shall pretend to be out next time.
That's my girl.
What's this on the pizza?
It's mushroom, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's pepperoni.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, I thought I got the vegetarian one.
Did you?
Look, I could pick it off for you if you like.
Don't bother. I'll be late in tomorrow night.
Oh?
Yeah, it's the first night of that theatre company and I thought I'd check it out.
Oh, right. What's the play again?
It's A Winter's Tale. But it's a new production. It's all set in Bosnia.
Oh, jolly.
It's had very good reviews on tour.
That certainly makes a change from An Inspector Called.
And I booked it.
Oh, right. Well, I hope it breaks a leg, then.
And see Maria for lunch.
What, again?
Yes. We've got some unfinished business.
Well, sounds like you're taking out a contract on somebody.
Something like that.
I'm glad you came. I was worried about you the other night. We were just getting to the point... when the Cape Crusader and Boy Wonder came back from the pub, and we never got to the bottom of things.
This isn't easy for me to say.
Well, would you like me to make it easier for you?
I wish you could.
You're trying to tell me that you're going to leave him, aren't you?
God, no!
Oh!
Why would you think that? I don't want to leave Paul. I mean, I know he's an idiot, but I do love him.
Well, that's good news. You really had me worried there, ringing up all mysteriously and saying I wouldn't like it. What wouldn't I like?
You won't believe this, but... I'm absolutely dying to have a baby.
What?
I know. Joke, isn't it?
Does Paul know about this?
Well, that's just it. I'm not sure that I want to have children with him.
Oh, good grief, this is getting complicated.
I mean, I don't want them with anyone else, obviously, and I do want his children, really, but I'm not sure that he's ready for fatherhood yet, or if he'll ever be.
Oh, come on, be fair. Look how brilliant he was when Piglet was a baby. He still is, come to that.
Yeah. But he can always give her back to you, can't he, at the end of the day? If it's our own, well, it's different, isn't it?
Ruby, I'm just so amazed by this. You always seem to have your life so precisely measured out. First the dazzling career, then the children, then the dazzling career part two. I thought you had it all sorted out.
Well, so did I. I never thought I'd even want children till I was at least in my 30s or even older, like you and Richard.
Oh, yes, pushchairs and Zimmer frames, that's us.
Sorry. That came out wrong. What I mean is, My body clock seems to have kicked in about 10 years early, and I've no idea why.
And you were always so passionate about your career.
I still am. It's not an either-or thing, is it? My head's going, yeah, funding, arts council, lottery money. And my hormones are going, mother care, baby cap, Oshkosh.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted. Are you sure you're not pregnant already? You're in a very funny mood.
No, don't worry. I wouldn't do anything drastic. But I just have this primeval urge to hold this living thing in my arms.
Couldn't you get another gerbil?
That I created myself.
Then you could go in for breeding.
Maria!
I'm sorry. Hey, why did you say I wouldn't like it?
Like what?
Your bad news that you couldn't bring yourself to tell me. There I was, thinking you and Paul were splitting up, and instead it was just an acute case of broodiness. What's not to like in that?
Well, I thought you might be a bit fed up.
Why on earth would you think that?
Well, you know, here am I doing exactly what I want to do, whereas look at your situation. All the sacrifices you're having to make for the sake of the children. No freedom, no money, no decent clothes.
Oh, you can't blame the children for that. It's been like that ever since I married Richard.
And now, no book.
Well, I haven't actually decided.
Oh, come off it, Maria. You know you're not really going to do anything to imperil Emily and Toby's development. You know how you dote on them and worry about their diet, their health and their psyches. As if you're going to do something as challenging and satisfying as writing a book.
Well, I might.
So how are you going to do all the research?
But it's amazing what you can get off the internet these days.
And what about the interviews? How are you going to manage those?
Well, I am able to talk to people on the phone, you know. Richard hasn't locked it up and hidden away the key. Well, not yet, anyway.
And what happens when the children get sick?
Well, that's the beauty of working from home. I can drop everything. If there's one thing writers know about, it's flexible scheduling.
And what if it's a week before your first deadline?
Richard is allowed to take leave, you know.
And who, pray, is going to do the ironing?
Well, nobody's doing it at the moment. I imagine nobody will continue.
Right. That's all the delegating sorted. When are you going to ring this woman and tell her you accept?
Tomorrow. Just as soon as I persuaded Richard. And when are you going to tell Paul about your maternal urges?
Oh, just you leave that to me. Paul! What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd come and walk you home. Or else I could sit in for the next act if you like. Can you smuggle me in the back?
Bless your heart. Actually, it's atrocious. Let's get out of here.
You're on. And I told him. I said, look, mate, it's a brilliant advert. It's the taxi firm that's rubbish. I mean, you could get a Saatchi and Saatchi in, but it won't disguise the fact that all the cars look like 20-year-old Cortinas and the drivers all look like serial killers. Anyway, enough of my day at the coalface. How are things with you?
Oh, fine.
What news on the lottery money?
I haven't heard anything. I think sometimes it might be easier just to buy a ticket and cross our fingers. At least you'd only have to fill in one form.
Yeah, right. You're in a good mood.
Yes, well, I persuaded Maria to go ahead with a book today.
How the heck did you manage that?
Oh, duplicity mainly. I just hope it works out all right.
Oh, she'll be brilliant.
I don't doubt her ability. It's all the constraints on her I worry about. But I just think it's better to have a go and fail than say no and regret it after.
Well, I'm sure you're right. You always are, after all. Listen, do you want to go for a drink? Get something to eat? My treat.
I'm okay. Let's just go home.
All right, then. Oh, look at that. Isn't that sweet?
Mm, if you like Tigger pram sets and matching curtains.
Shall we get a little babby?
Oh, yes, darling, one day. One very distant day.
Well, shall we stop at the offie and get a little bottle of wine, then?
OK, babe. Now you're talking.
Come on, then.
Have you finished with the paper?
Yes, thanks. Shall I put the light out?
Might as well, unless you were thinking of having a disco.
Night.
Night. Richard, are you sure you're okay about me doing this book?
Oh, dear God, not again.
But if you're not happy, I'll say no.
Look, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm blissfully, deliriously, joyously content. I'm over the moon and under the parrot and the laughing policeman made flesh. I'm hilarity incarnate. I'm asleep.
You're not happy, are you?
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't we just talk about this for about 3 hours solid?
No.
No?
It was nothing like 3 hours. You had that phone call halfway through. Toby woke up twice.
Maria,
and you...
Maria, could we postpone this little chat till tomorrow? I am whacked.
So you do want to talk about it some more?
Oh. Okay, then. Once more from the top.
I know it's a bit of a risk.
But then all life is.
Mm. And I don't want to neglect the children.
But you don't want to end up resenting them.
Mm. And I'm not underplaying the difficulty.
But it's easy to get into a rut where you don't see anything but negativity.
You've done this before.
Yes, several thousand times.
I just feel if I have a go and I don't pull it off, then at least I've tried. I don't want to say no and then regret it.
Ring her tomorrow.
I will.
Good night, Maria.
Richard,
oh.
Guess what? Ruby's hankering after a baby.
What?
Only don't tell anyone, it's a secret.
You're not serious.
Especially don't tell Paul.
Why, is it not his baby she's hankering after?
Well, yes, but she's worried about him being too young and immature and she's not really sure herself. She just wants something small and warm and dimpled to clutch to her breast.
She could try a hot water bottle.
You don't sound very sympathetic.
I don't believe a word of it. When you were getting the trifle out the other night, she mentioned a university friend who'd just got pregnant by mistake and it had totally fouled up her career. And Ruby said that she felt it was much easier to return after a gap than try to establish yourself from scratch later on. And that she personally felt about as maternal as a steel filing cabinet.
Ruby said that?
Those very words.
Well, people change.
In 2 days?
Hmm. I rather think I've been hoodwinked.
Sounds like it.
Oh, well, bless her. She was only trying to help. And it has forced me into making a decision.
Making one, yes. Sticking to it and not talking about it for days on end, no.
No, no, I've made it. Oh. I am going to stick to it. I will shut up and let you get some sleep.
Could I have that in writing, please?
No, we've said all that we needed to say. We've agreed it's a risk worth taking. Now, all that's left to do is to get on with it.
Well said.
And besides, it's just struck me. It'll give me an excuse not to look after Gemma next time Julie comes knocking on the door.
Good point.
Night, darling.
Just one thing.
Yes?
If I've miscalculated about Ruby, I mean, if she is sincere...
I don't like the sound of this.
And if she did get pregnant, well, I think we'd have to help her out, wouldn't we? Or rather, wouldn't you?
That isn't funny.
Can't have her sacrificing her career, can we? I mean, you are a sort of... godmother, in a way, a self-appointed sort of way.
No, I'm not listening to this.
So really, I think the best thing would be for you to look after her baby too.
Oh, shut up, Richard.
In fact, why not just bite the bullet now and take Gemma as well? You know that's how it's going to end up, so you might as well face it and get... Ow!
Rent by Lucy Flannery. Barbara Flynn was Maria, Patrick Barlow Richard, Dave Lamb Paul, and Vivian Rochester Ruby. And you also heard Sally Grace and Sarah Parkinson. The producer was Liz Anstey. And the good news is that next time Maria and Richard are in the money. But Maria already has plans for their little windfall. Episode 2 of Rent is at the same time next week.